2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Indeed, this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world with God-given holiness and sincerity, not with the wisdom of the flesh, but rather in God's grace, especially toward you. In fact, we are not writing you anything other than what you read or also understand. And I hope you will understand completely, as you have also understood us in part, that on the day of our Lord Jesus, we are going to be your reason for boasting, just as you are our reason. In this confidence, I was planning to visit you first, so that you would have a second gracious gift. Then I planned to travel from you on to Macedonia, and to return again from Macedonia to you, to receive help from you on my way to Judea. So when I made this plan, I did not do it lightly, did I? Or the things I plan, am I planning them the way the sinful flesh does, so that I would be saying both yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silas, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him the yes stands firm. In fact, as many promises as God has made, they have always been yes in him. For that reason, we also say amen through him to the glory of God. God is the one who makes both us and you to be strong in Christ. He anointed us. He sealed us as his own and gave us the Spirit as the down payment in our hearts. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.